You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
In the middle of this lockdown, some good things have happened. For example, many have rediscovered the value of friendship, family, community, church, and each other. But more importantly, many are encountering, re-encountering, and or prioritizing their relationship with God. Now, at the same time, some not-so-good things have happened also. For example, addictions, the divorce rate, domestic violence, and suicide are on the rise. The funny thing about life is that one day you can feel as though you're on the top of the world, and in an instant, your life gets turned upside down. One day you can be celebrating, and the next day you're grieving. One night you go to bed with a smile on your face, the next night you lay down with tears in your eyes. One day you celebrate, another day you mourn. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Now, in most cases, mourning is attributed to a loss, such as the loss of life, the loss of a relationship, the loss of health, and even the loss of time and money. Sometimes we mourn for our past mistakes and sins, but in most cases, we associate mourning with death. As Benjamin Franklin once wrote, in this world, nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes. Well, I do not consider myself to be anywhere close to Benjamin Franklin's level of intelligence, but on this one, he was partially wrong. Yes, death and taxes may be unavoidable parts of life, but in this world, you can be certain that God cares for those who mourn and He wants to comfort them. It's been said that time heals all wounds. I'm not sure if that's true. Time may heal some wounds, but only God can heal all wounds. So, when you feel like you've lost that which is most dear to you, remember that you are blessed because only then can you be fully embraced by the one who is most dear to you. As the Apostle Peter, who spent three years with Jesus, wrote, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you.